Hello, everyone, and welcome back. It's Richard Land for Set for Success, where we discuss what you need to do to be successful in your business, career, and life. You know, lately I've been thinking about a statement, home is where you hang your hat. I heard this statement a lot when I was growing up as a boy, and eventually as an adult, I decided to try on many hats. So I traveled, lived in lots of different cities and places, and would always say, home is where you hang your hat. But I continued to move around, restless. Now, fair is fair. I love a challenge, and I can't imagine life without working with people to help solve business problems and their challenges. So I had a profession umbrellaed under strategic business analysis and training, or the managed consulting world, that required me to go from place to place to visit different cities, experience new things, and learn lots about business and the economies of other places. One of the things I often learned, or I have learned, is that there's no place like home. Home is where you hang your hat, no place like home. And home is a place that really sort of invites you to sort of stick around. It makes you part of the community, the scenery overall. It maybe gives you a sense of belonging and provides you opportunity, whether in your business, your career, or your life, to make friends, have family, to work and play. But this does not happen unless something or someone helps you along the way. Maybe a governing body, maybe an organization. An organization that understands what the community needs to be successful, that people need to just get past just surviving and going past striving and maybe thriving in their business. Home is where you hang your hat. Maybe gives way to home is where the heart is. A place where opportunity abounds and on a personal, relationship, and professional level. A home is the center of all that you do, providing you a strong future for all. Today, we're going to be chatting with Dana Spiring. Yes, CEO of Economic Development Winnipeg. Did I get that right?
You got that right.
I'm always concerned, and you know what? My listeners know this too. Whenever I get the person's last name, I freeze. I'm just kidding. Because names can be spelt just in such an interesting way, and it's just like the way they're spelled and the way they're pronounced is just like two different things.
Yeah, for sure.
So I know, always an interesting way to sort of start off the show. You know what, Dana, tell us a little bit about yourself, because I know you've just taken on this brand new role.
I'm not too sure.
I'm embarrassed to say I'm not too sure when you started. Maybe we'll start there.
Sure. I started March 15th.
Oh, so not too long ago.
No, it's still very new. So I'm prefacing all of my answers with I'm still new here.
I'm still new. Yeah. Well, that is okay. You know what? I think probably for the first 6 months or 12 months, we can get away with that. I know you have a background in Winnipeg. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah. Well, I've had a great career in Winnipeg. I've been very fortunate. I'm a lawyer by training. I started practicing corporate commercial and securities law at Aikens Law. And then from there, I went over to the Canadian Wheat Board, and I spent about a decade at the Canadian Wheat Board. Most recently, I was the Chief Strategy Officer and General Counsel of the Canadian Wheat Board, responsible for privatizing the Wheat Board.
So, okay, so you're the one.
Yeah. I'm one that had to lead that project, but it was dictated by our former prime minister, and it was something that, you know, was going to happen. So, you know, my job was to make it the best possible transaction that we could for both the employees here in Winnipeg and Western Canadian farmers. And, you know, we were valued at $134 million on August 1, 2012.
Wow.
And we sold it for $500 million on July 30th, 2015. So...
We did our work.
Oh,
you did your work, yeah. You know, part of a whole team involved in everything.
Yeah. Absolutely. We had an incredible team, and we were very successful.
So what got you to transition over to Economic Development Winnipeg?
Well, you know what? My job at the Canadian Wheat Board was really to privatize the wheat board, and it was the strategy around growing a grain company and then ultimately selling the grain company. So, you know, when that was finished, it was really a natural end for me with the Canadian Wheat Board, now called G3 Canada. And I went looking to figure out what was next. I mean, you know, the legal piece I'd done, and that wasn't as exciting to me anymore. And I really wanted to make a difference. I mean, my husband and I have both been very fortunate to have great careers in Winnipeg. And, you know, one of the considerations I had was, how do I give back? And how do I showcase to the world the great things that are happening in our city? I mean, Winnipeg is the best place to hang your hat, I think. So,
oh, you caught that.
I did.
Well, when I was playing around with that, we were talking during just before we started the show about writing monologues and how it sounds, right? You know, home is where you hang your hat. Home is where the heart is.
Yeah.
You know? So you made the transition and you found yourself into a new opportunity. Was there sort of a bridge position before you when you left the wheat board into economic development?
You know what? During my last year or so at the wheat board, I took the ICD course, which is the course offered by Rotman School of Business for corporate directors. It's
okay.
The only designation that officially makes you qualified to be a director of corporations across Canada. And I thought for a while that maybe I would serve on boards and that would be enough for me. And, you know, I've done that. I'm the vice chair of the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. And so I was involved with the Grey Cup and some of those events, worked on some other boards, but still had that fire in my belly and wasn't quite ready for just, you know, board meetings quarterly or what have you. So Economic Development Winnipeg was an opportunity that came about that, you know, let me kind of get back into the swing of things and give back.
And give back to the community.
Yeah.
Now, Economic Development Winnipeg is made up, so I was on your website reading about it a little bit, and it looks like it's made up of a bunch of organizations. Would you say? Is that
well, there's three kind of main brands under Economic Development Winnipeg. So we have Economic Development, we have Yes Winnipeg, which is a private-public partnership that sells Winnipeg to the world and really promotes the city and to create jobs and capital investment here. And the third brand is Tourism Winnipeg. So, you know, we promote what the great things that are happening in Winnipeg to tourists, you know, throughout the country and in North America and around the world.
So there's lots of, there's really lots going on in all three of these organizations.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. And I think at the outset, they seem like three very distinct organizations. But, you know, when you drill down a little bit, we're all here for the same reason. I mean, we're all here to increase the economy in Winnipeg. We're all here to bring investment to the city, whether it's through tourism or whether it's through jobs or capital investment. I mean, the goals are the same. And if you picture a jar sitting in the middle of the table, you know, each part of our organization is tasked with putting coins in that jar.
Yeah.
And my job is to make sure they do
sort of filling it up.
Absolutely.
So I would say for all Winnipeggers, we want the cup overflowing.
We absolutely do.
That's a good place to put it. You know what? There's a lot we can talk about when it comes down to economic development and that, but I think what was prudent to do right now is to take a short break. And when we come back, we'll continue our conversation about economic development and maybe some of the challenges that we have
in our city.
Okay, we'll be right back. Hello, it's Richard Lannan, and we're back on the air, and we're sitting here talking to the CEO of Economic Development Winnipeg. Yeah, Dana. So just before the break, we were talking a little bit about the unique challenges that Winnipeg has, mm-hmm. I guess, economically. So what are some of the key challenges that we do have?
Well, challenge is an interesting word. I mean, when we're talking about the economic landscape in Winnipeg, we have been called the sweet spot in the Canadian economy because our economy is so diversified. And at Economic Development, we talk often about the 10 sectors of our economy. The reality is we've got such a diverse economy that we never boom the way that, you know, we hear about the oil towns boom or what
up
have
and
you,
down,
but we never bust.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we are that sweet spot, especially when things are not perfect in other parts of the country. That's great, and it's going to serve us well going forward. But one of the challenges we have is to really define, you know, the Winnipeg story. What are we good at? What do we want to grow in our economy? And all 10 sectors are going to be important as we carry on. But from an Economic Development Winnipeg perspective, all 10 sectors don't need our help, right?
Yeah.
So we need to figure out how to focus and where we want to put our energies and where we want to put our resources. And, you know, we need to tell the story. We need to figure out what that Winnipeg story is.
Well, that's like in almost any business, though, right? I mean, any organization that you have, and when you look at your business, you can't be everything to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to pick those very specific areas you're going to focus in on so you can maximize your growth and your return in those key areas.
Yeah.
Are there certain sectors that are extremely promising right now that we tend to be honing in on?
Yeah, well, one of the things that we're spending a lot of time right now on is the intelligent communities sector. So Winnipeg was named one of the top 7 intelligent communities in the world for the second time this year.
Sweet. Very nice. Let's celebrate that.
Yeah,
that's
we should celebrate that.
That's a good thing.
You know, and when that story comes out, there's a lot of Winnipeggers that say, oh, really? What are we doing?
Why
us?
Well, maybe what we should do is let's step back from that for our listeners. What does that mean?
Well, it's an information and technology sector. So they're looking at things like artificial intelligence. They're looking at things like connectability. So does everyone have access to the internet and to Wi-Fi? They're looking at cutting edge things that communities are doing to be more connected and to share their skills among others. So, you know, 3,000 communities were considered. Winnipeg was the top 7, which is
impressive.
Oh, wow. That's
very nice.
Yeah.
That's very nice.
And
yeah.
One of the great things about this job and the things that I've learned since I've been here are some of the great projects that are happening in Winnipeg. I mean, we're at the cutting edge of artificial intelligence. And I don't think that a lot of people appreciate that there are places in Winnipeg that are doing advanced manufacturing with artificial intelligence and continuing to improve and improve and improve.
It's almost like one of those things. If you ask me the question, Richard, you know, name a place where you think artificial intelligence is really booming.
Yeah.
Right. I don't think Winnipeg would actually be the one on my lips.
And yeah,
I think
we're trying to change that.
It'd be somewhere else in the world, and yeah. You can sort of figure where it might be. I probably would say Japan, you know, like I'd probably say somewhere else. So that's actually quite nice to find out.
Yeah, artificial intelligence is one piece of it. I mean, also just advanced engineering and computer science, computer gaming. You know, we always talk about a company, or at Economic Development, we always talk about a company called Skip the Dishes.
Oh, yes. I was reading up upon that on your website.
Yeah, I mean, they're young guys, entrepreneurs that started 4 years ago with, you know, less than 20 employees. They now have 400 employees in the Exchange District in Winnipeg, and they're shooting the lights out.
Well, that's amazing. It's 400 employees.
It's incredible.
I was just reading an article this morning, which now I think might be a little bit dated, where they were talking about adding like 250 or so.
Yeah.
It sounds like they've added that 250.
Yeah. And their whole business is an algorithm around food delivery, right?
Yes.
And they've got, you know, the computer aspects dialed in, and they understand the efficiencies of that, and they're choosing to use this algorithm for food delivery. You know, who knows if it could have other purposes down the road, but that's the brain power that we have in this city, and that's the energy that we have. I mean, we've got an incredible startup community. We've got incredible intelligence, and you know, we need to celebrate that. And at Economic Development, you know, my team has to do a better job of telling you about that. So when someone says, "Where's the top intelligent community in the world?" Winnipeg's the first thing that comes to mind.
And you know what? I agree. We should celebrate that. We were talking about the whole part of diversified economy. I know talking to a lot of Winnipeggers, when you talk about the pace in which change happens or the economic growth, you know, 3% per year, 2.5% per year, et cetera, they take pride in that sort of that diversified economy.
Mm-hmm.
Is this something we should try to move away from a little bit, the diversified economy,
or sort of
really try to embrace it and just find those key areas?
We need to embrace all of it. You know, the diversity is saved us through a lot of the ups and downs. And it's why we're never going to boom or bust, right? But that steady growth is something that's incredible to celebrate, and we've got to hang on to that. You know, while we have all of that going on, the team at Economic Development needs to figure out where we play and who we can help. And are there some emerging sectors that, you know, maybe don't have the prominence that our agriculture sector has or our financial services sector has?
Or the utility sector.
Sure.
Tend to be very high growth areas.
Sure. Are there areas where we can help and really affect change? And that's what we're focused on.
Have you identified what those key areas are at this point in time?
You know what? It's still a bit of a moving target. The intelligent communities piece, that's one that we're focused on. But there's three or four where we can afford to spend our time, and that's still a bit of a work in progress.
Work in progress.
Yeah.
You know, I want to dig deeper. Tell me facts, details.
Yeah. I'll come back and tell you.
And you'll come back and tell me. Well, you know, I'll read about it, I guess, or something.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
One of the interesting things I saw on the website, I was reading up on Yes Winnipeg.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sort of fascinated by what Yes Winnipeg's purpose is in all of this.
You know, Yes Winnipeg was started in 2011, and it was a public-private sector. So it was the private sector that said, hey, are we doing enough to bring jobs and bring capital investment to Winnipeg? And the private sector has put money in. I mean, they've put their money where their mouth is and said, hey, we want to give this to Yes Winnipeg to go and get jobs and capital investment in our city. And so, you know, we've built on that. We've grown that. Since 2011, we've caused over $500 million of capital investment to happen in this city, over 800 jobs. I mean, those are great stats. We can't stop there. And yes, Winnipeg certainly doesn't do it in isolation, but it is very unique that we've got that private-public partnership. And so, you know, when we have people in manufacturing come to town, you know, we can call Paul Soubry and get the New Flyer guys to come and talk, or we can call, you know, Don Boitzen from Magellan and we can talk about aerospace. I mean, Winnipeg is I think unique in the collaboration that we have in our business community, and the fact that we can go out and get CEOs in a room on very short notice who are willing to give their time and give their expertise and really, you know, be cheerleaders for this city. I don't think that happens in Toronto, and I don't think that happens in Vancouver.
I you know what? I actually can say I pretty much know a dozen, because I've lived in a lot of these cities and I've done a lot of business stuff, and bringing groups of people together is always a challenge. But the community in Winnipeg, I have to agree with you. I am amazed at how the business community comes together here and consistently. This is Richard Land for Set for Success. We're going to take a short break and we'll be right back. Hello, it's Richard Land for Set for Success. And are you successful in your business and in life? Isn't it amazing what an economy can do? Just imagine for a second that your business environment is so diversified that you have opportunities in all different sectors, but yet you actually have to discover or figure out where it is you're going to focus. And who do you go to talk to about that? Are there groups or organizations available to help us all out? Organizations like Economic Development Winnipeg is one of those organizations that is there trying to do or doing its best for our business community overall, with sights set on making changes and helping everything grow around us. So we're sort of finding out a little bit about that today and how our business community comes together with the CEO of Economic Development Winnipeg today. So this is Richard Land. We're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about what it is and how we do work together and unravel these complex issues and make better business decisions and establish a common direction for all of our success. We'll be right back. Hello, everyone, and welcome back. And boy, what a show I'm having. I'm sitting here talking to Dana Spiring, the CEO of Economic Development Winnipeg. And you know what, Dana, you've got me excited. You got me excited about this city. Your energy is absolutely great. I have to, you know, I appreciate it because I think, you know, when somebody's excited about what a city or a province can do, mm-hmm. that's contagious,
yeah.
you know, and that really builds on. And that one of the things we were talking about during the break was, I think it was collaboration was the word we were using, and how important it is for people to collaborate. Could you expand upon that a little bit?
Sure. Well, our business community in Winnipeg collaborates better than I think most in the country. And, you know, we work together on projects, whether it's advanced manufacturing or the Composites Innovation Center. I mean, those initiatives in Winnipeg have brought together players from across our business community. And it's amazing to see, you know, when I pick up the phone and need to get a hold of somebody, how willing our CEOs are to, you know, spend their time and spend their resources and really be, you know, champions for this city.
You know, I have to share that because you're talking about some of the bigger CEOs now, mm-hmm. you know, but even as a small business person, I've periodically have phoned up some of the CEOs and they talk to me.
Yeah.
I'm a small CEO. They're a big CEO. And then I have a conversation and that sharing is just incredibly valuable.
Yeah.
Incredibly valuable. What do you think are some of the key messages that really Winnipegers or the business community in Winnipeg could be delivering to the outside world?
Well, I really think that the momentum in Winnipeg has shifted. I think that, you know, if we look at what was going on in Winnipeg 10 years ago, we didn't have the same kind of assets and the same kind of resources we have now. You know, there's great business going on. True North Square is being developed. It's a $400 million investment in our downtown. You know, you look at how the Exchange District is being transformed with, you know, Innovation Alley and new buildings that are coming up. I want our business community to talk about those stories. I want to go to Pearson Airport and sit in the Air Canada Lounge and hear people saying, hey, there's great business going on in Winnipeg. There's great things happening. I don't want to hear about the mosquitoes and I don't want to hear about the fact that it's cold in January. I mean, we all have a role to play in being champions for what is happening. And I think, you know, that's where the opportunity lies. My job at Economic Development is, you know, is to be a cheerleader and to make sure that everybody knows what there is to cheer about. And we have so much.
So much that's going
yeah.
on. Interesting. I was on the website reading some of the stats. I think it was around the gross domestic product and about population growth mm-hmm. in Winnipeg, and the population is now around 800,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
And I once read that when a city hits 1 million people, that's when the change takes place. I don't know if you're familiar with that concept, but that's when it becomes sort of a bit more of a global city, is that at that million people mark.
Yeah.
Are there things that Winnipeg is doing to be a real global city?
Oh, absolutely. But, you know, the million mark, it's probably a little bit gray, right? So it's above or a little bit below. And,
yeah.
and you know, I know in speaking with our mayor and spending a lot of time with him recently, you know, that we are on track to being a million person city. And we're, you know, we're building and we're growing towards that number. But I think when you look at what it means to be a global player, you've got to look at what you have to offer. And you know, we have the Canadian Museum for Human Rights. And, you know, it is one of those iconic buildings and the only national museum outside of Ottawa that, you know, we're able to celebrate. And that's something that's going to draw people from around the world to come and see. And the fact that, you know, we debate human rights in this country is something that, you know, we all can be proud of. And that's going to bring people here. When people come to Winnipeg, though, whether it's for the human rights museum or to see Assiniboine Park or, you know, for a business meeting, they get exposed to the culture in our city and to, you know, what there is to offer and to the high quality business that is happening right here in Winnipeg. And those are the things that are going to boost us. Those are the things that are going to make people, you know, want to be here.
Yeah, I think that's always the big challenge is you know, inviting people in, but mm-hmm. actually having them want to be here and for the various reasons. Are there certain types of groups or anything that are more interested in Winnipeg? Is that a good question to be asking?
Well, one of the things that we're doing through actually Tourism Winnipeg is a program called Bring It Home.
Bring It Home.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's a group where we've gone out to business leaders and, you know, business people in Winnipeg, other professionals as well, doctors, lawyers, what have you, to say if you're involved on boards or you're involved in associations, you know, there's no better way to support your city than to bring your meetings here, bring your conventions here. And Tourism Winnipeg has a whole program where we'll help you do that. We'll help you, you know, plan the itinerary. We'll help you make sure you have meeting rooms and suggest some great things to do to really showcase what Winnipeg has to offer. And, you know, we were speaking earlier about how everyone has a role to play and everyone has to be an ambassador. This Bring It Home program is a very real way that Winnipeggers can showcase their city with our help. And it's also a great way to boost our economy because we know that people traveling on business spend four times what, you know, average tourists spend. So, you know, that's a great thing for our economy as well. And it's something that we're really proud of at Economic Development Winnipeg.
I find it very interesting that you recommend or suggest that if you're an association or on a board of an association, because a lot of them now when you're on the board, you know, it's not local anymore. I mean,
it's national or international,
right? And I've served on a few of those boards too. And it's interesting, I can actually share a little story here that back in 2012, I think I have the date right, or the year right, I had the opportunity, I was part of a Canadian Association of Professional Speakers, and we managed to bring that conference or convention here in December. And so we had everybody here in December, and it was one of those Decembers where it was cold, but we managed to do everything indoors, you know, and it worked out really well. Everybody had a great time. So, it can do it. And there's 300 or 400 people here.
Yeah.
You know, smaller, but it's still
a great place to show your city. And you know, you look at those 300, 400 people, how many of them came back or how many of them invited their family back or how many of them said, hey, you know, I was in Winnipeg and I saw the greatest thing.
You know, what's quite interesting is the personality city. I got to speak to the personality city. Maybe you have this experience too. So I'm going to share too. We did something very interesting where we had volunteers pick people up at the airport and everything. And they identified us as the most friendliest city that they've ever visited in the world.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's pretty good for Winnipeg. I just have to share.
Yeah. No, those, we love those stories. You can tell those stories as much as you want.
As much as you want. You know, we were talking about challenges before, and I guess a little bit on maybe opportunity. You mentioned about Winnipeg's assets, and I'm not too sure that all our listeners will know exactly what that means. I wonder if maybe you could define that a little bit more.
Well, I think when we talk about the assets that Winnipeg has, I mean, the Canadian Museum for Human Rights is new.
It's the big one. Yeah, that's the one you mentioned.
It's the new showcase piece,
and
it's incredible. But you look at Investors Group Field and the, you know, events that we can attract to that stadium. It's one of the most beautiful stadiums
in
Canada.
Yeah.
You look at Assiniboine Park and the journey to Churchill and the fact that you can go and see polar bears in, you know, River Heights in Winnipeg and get the whole experience of the Arctic in Canada's north. It's a great asset that we can now build upon. And ultimately, our convention center, our expanded convention center that, you know, is a spectacular building and a great place to have conventions. I've, through my career, had the opportunity to travel around the country and, you know, you're in a lot of meeting rooms and you're in a lot of convention centers.
A lot of times indoors,
But I can tell you there's very few of them where you can be up in a convention center meeting room and see the Canadian Museum for Human Rights through one set of windows and the Golden Boy through another set of windows, right?
That's actually pretty cool.
It's an incredible facility and because we have it and the size of it now, we have the ability to attract groups and conventions that we weren't able to before.
Yeah. You know what? We're going to take a short break and thank you for explaining assets. So we'll take a short break. We'll be right back. This is Richard Land for Set for Success. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. I'm here with Dana Spiring. She is the CEO of Economic Development Winnipeg. And just before the break, we were talking a little bit about Winnipeg and all the assets, right? I had to ask, what are Winnipeg assets? Yeah. Because you used the term and I was sitting there thinking, you know, my house, my car, my, you know, but I get that you were talking about all
the big infrastructure that we have,
assets. Yeah. And, you know, the interesting thing about infrastructure, it's something that's always being worked on in Winnipeg. You know, and everybody knows this.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, just pick the season. It's infrastructure season.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because we have a finite time period in which we can really work on those big outdoor projects, you know.
But you think about how many building projects we've had, you know, it's great news that it's always infrastructure season, right? Because, you know, we're continuing to build and we're continuing to grow and you know, we're becoming that global city that we talked about earlier.
You know, it's interesting you'd say that because I was reading something about, it's actually off a consulting firm here in the city, their website. They were talking about all the unique things in Winnipeg, and I apologize, I don't quite remember the name of the company, but they were talking about all the different types of buildings mm-hmm. that we have and the unique architectures. And here's a little fact that we're one of the most unique brownstone architectures in the world,
really?
And along with mixed architecture. And so, and then being a bit of an architecture buff, I sort of walk around. It's funny to go for a walk with me because I'm looking up.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And people are looking like, "What are you looking at?" These cool architecture. Not that you want to talk about architecture. But it's a really good tourist type
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, no, it
you know,
is.
Come
it
look
is.
At our buildings. You know what? I'm curious as to, I guess, what is your mandate? Like, what are the things that you're really out to achieve?
Well, when I came on to Economic Development Winnipeg and I was interviewed for the position, the board really wanted focus. They really wanted, you know, to figure out where we make our mark and how we go and achieve. And, you know, I've told my team a few times that, you know, there's a difference. We can go and we can participate in a great number of activities. And we talked a little bit about how the spectrum of economic development is so broad that it encompasses so many things.
A highly diversified economy.
Yeah. So we can participate or we can pick some areas and play to win. And that's my philosophy. I mean, we need to target our efforts and we need to go play to win. And I want to win jobs in Winnipeg. I want to win investment in Winnipeg. I want to win tourists in Winnipeg. And I think when we win that and when we get people here, you know, you're going to see Winnipeg grow exponentially because there is so much to offer.
So much to offer. So you know, that poses a very interesting question because I love to win also. So you're a competitive person.
I am competitive.
It's okay. I am too. On an arm wrestle? No. basically, but if you're out there to win, like how do you exactly do that? I mean, those are some big, I call those sort of big checkmark items, right?
You know, we have to do our homework and we've got to prepare. So, you know, our team right now is really understanding the Winnipeg value proposition. We are digging into data. We are digging into the 10 sectors of our economy. We're trying to figure out where exactly our strengths are, where our weaknesses are, what areas that we as a community and economic development doesn't work in isolation. So, you know, we're working with the mayor of Winnipeg. We're working with the provincial government. We're saying, hey, where do we want to focus? Where do we want that growth to happen? And where are the opportunities? And because we're doing that homework, we're able to inform some of that discussion and we're really able to pick our spots. So, you know, it's the hard work that goes behind winning. I mean, it doesn't happen by chance.
You know, I like the idea that you're using data to mm-hmm. figure it out. I mean, that sort of business intelligence, if you wish, to sort of really start to hone in on things. Because there's been many times, and I've seen this in as a strategist and a strategic facilitator and working with different organizations, sometimes you just sort of throw things at the wall
and see what sticks.
Yeah. And it sounds to me like you're being a little bit more pragmatic about it.
We are, and we're being a lot more strategic. And I think, you know, we need to go in and do the homework, and we need to understand that Winnipeg value proposition better than anyone else does. And that's going to enable us to go and pick our spots and to be successful.
Has your team identified what differentiates us at this point in time in terms of the global market or our economy?
You know what? I think there's many, many things that differentiate us. I mean, we're in the heart of North America. You know, we're the center of Canada. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, we've got the ability based on our time zone to do things that other people can't do. We've got this diversified economy. We're you know, able to draw on three high-level educational institutions in the U of M, the U of W, Red River. MITT is another one that's able to really supplement our economy and be responsive to the businesses that are here.
Wait, so U of M?
Yep.
UW, Red River,
yep.
MITT?
Yes, Manitoba Institute of Trade and Technology.
Oh, did I get it?
You were testing me there.
Yeah, I was testing you. You know why? Because, you know, you go to other cities like SAIT or BCIT or anything along those lines, people will like bang, and we'll hit those right on, right away. And whenever I hear a new institution that we need to be aware of, let's mention it.
Yeah, absolutely. And they've been around for a little bit, but one of their, you know, really selling features from an economic development perspective is they can respond directly to what businesses need. So if we have a business that comes to Winnipeg that says, hey, I need to have people that can program computer gaming, they can say, okay, we can teach that.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a great asset for us to have as an economic development agency.
Yeah, so having that infrastructure, that education infrastructure so that you can spin, especially in the technology space, it changes so fast and so rapidly that you need to have, well, rapid response, if that's the term still being used.
Yeah, and engineering as well. I mean, there's zero unemployment in Winnipeg on some of those sectors.
As we get close to the end of the segment, if somebody wanted to get in touch with you or the Economic Development Organization, how would they go about doing that?
Well, they should visit our website, which is www.economicdevelopmentwinnipeg.com. And our website is incredibly comprehensive for people that want to invest in Winnipeg or learn about the sectors. All of our contact information is there as well. And you know, we're cheerleaders, so we're happy to do what we can to help out and promote economic growth in our city.
Yeah. In terms of some of the other areas of success or opportunity, where would you say some of those might be?
Well, one of them is tourism. I mean, tourism is our fourth largest sector in Winnipeg, and a lot of people don't know that. You know, we are spending a lot of energy focusing on Winnipeg as a winter destination. Some of the locals feel like it's too cold, and you know, we're too wimpy to go do that. But there is a lot of tourists that want to experience winter and want to experience what we have to offer. You know, Raw on the Red, where you can go have dinner in the middle of a frozen river, is like nothing that happens anywhere else in the world.
Yeah, there are a few countries. It's interesting. I had this conversation recently with somebody who, I think, of some of the Scandinavian countries celebrate winter, and they really, really spend time outdoors, and it's a cultural thinking. It's a way to actually think about winter and how you do it. So we're trying to move that thinking into this city.
Yeah,
too.
Well, and if you look at Festival de Voyageur, you go down to the Forks on a Saturday afternoon in January, you know, if the wind isn't too bad, you'll have families skating on the river and enjoying all that we have to offer there. And it's an incredible thing. Yeah. It's something to be celebrated for sure.
We are a multi-seasonal environment, right?
Yeah.
And highly cultural, too, with a lot of music and arts and great restaurants.
Great restaurants.
Let's throw that in.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is Richard Land for Set for Success. We're going to take a short break and we'll be right back. Hello, it's Richard Land for Set for Success, and what a show I've been having. I'm just so excited and just so grateful for my guest today, Dana Spiring, the CEO of Economic Development Winnipeg. Dana, if you had a final thought just for our listeners, what would it be?
I think my final thought would be the best of Winnipeg is still to come. And we've got such incredible momentum in our city right now. We've got investment happening downtown. We've got great cultural institutions that are, you know, on the world stage and hitting it out of the park. We've got great business community that is incredibly collaborative and willing to work together. I think people need to stay tuned and be excited about what's next, because I believe that the best that we're able to accomplish hasn't happened yet. And we've got a lot to do, but there's incredible opportunity.
You know, based on everything that you've told me today, and I'm excited. Like I mentioned about your energy earlier, and you know, it is exciting. It's contagious. And I agree. I mean, in such a diversified economy, there's lots going on.
Yeah.
And yeah, maybe the best is yet to come.
It absolutely is.
This is Richard Land for Set for Success. Dana, I'd like to thank you for joining me today.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it. Listen, if you have a thought or you want to send me a note, it's just richard@setforsuccess.ca. And I want to thank the listeners for tuning in. And I want you to remember, do your best, invest in the success of others, and make your journey count. This is Richard Land for Set for Success. Thank you for tuning in.